Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this day after a Dallas Cowboys victory yesterday. And might I add, Fan After Dark, with a near flawless Cowboys prediction, Blake Elliott had the Cowboys winning 33-17.
So close.
Okay. Your boy Freddie D had the Cowboys winning 30-16.
Wow.
So each one of us, I got the Raiders score right. You got the Cowboys score right.
I think we had one more on there, didn't we? We had one more.
Khaki Kev, his prediction was 27-13. Okay. So, I mean, either way, we all three of us. Now, granted, we weren't on with our boy Dylon because of last week, busy week. I was out Friday, and then, of course, both of us were out Saturday.
Correct.
So this is the first time you and I have done radio since Thursday of last week. It's been a busy week for the Fan After Dark. Now, I was back in time to do my show on Sunday with the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold. We came in, did a little quick two-and-a-half-hour, kind of get everybody a little bit of a lather on a Sunday. Get them greased up on a Sunday because you had no Cowboys for the third weekend in a row. And so people were trying to figure out, what do I do with my weekend? Of course, you know, you were in Georgia over the weekend, spending some quality time. We each got quality time in with our father units. I was able to spend some time with Fred, too, on Friday. You spent time with Dave all weekend.
I did.
Okay.
We actually got a Costco membership. First day I was there.
Oh, look at that. I tell you what, if that, you know, you talk about being an unk and an old head, that might be really the most pronounced move you've made towards unkdom. When you look at me with a smile and say, hey, got me a Costco membership.
We're headed to his house, and he goes, I got a surprise for you. I don't know what it is. I swear, on everything I love, he said,
I got my Costco membership.
He goes, Costco. I'm a big fan. He goes, is there Costco's in Texas? I said, yeah.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. Your dad asked you if there's Costco's in Texas.
He did. It's almost like they were in a different country.
I mean, I was going to say, like, what are we in, Timbuktu? I mean, what are we talking about here, Dave?
And then we pull up to Costco. We go in the back entrance, executive membership. I swear. He goes, not everybody can go in the same place.
Wow.
We walk in, he's got his Costco executive member card. He goes, I'm just here to get my son an executive member card. And I show him my ID. They go, we'll take your picture over here. Take the picture. I got my card. And they said, you are now an executive member of Costco. He goes, best perk, you can come an hour before they're open. I said, all right.
Because we know that was a huge draw to Blake Elliott when he found out that he could go to Costco an hour before. Really, the best part to me about the Costco membership, because look, I don't really buy a lot of things in bulk. I'm one person, so I don't need a lot of bulk items, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, is the gas.
Okay, so I should start getting my gas there?
Oh, absolutely.
And now that I'm an executive member, does that mean maybe it's
cheaper? I don't know that that really means anything. No, it's going to be cheaper no matter what. Okay. I mean, Costco gas, whether you're a regular member or an executive member, it's going to be cheaper. I want to say when you're an executive, though, you get I think they add, you know, you get cash back or something like that after a while.
Yeah, you get 2% cash back on all your purchases at Costco.
There you go.
Listen to Dylon. Dylon sounds like you, this is not your first rodeo when it comes to Costco.
No, we also have a Costco membership.
Are you an executive member or gold member?
Executive.
Oh!
Also have the Costco credit card.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
You're locked in.
Man, I mean, we just unlocked a Dylon cheat code over here, apparently. Didn't know I wasn't familiar with your Costco game until today. So we learned something new. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Training text line. Let us know if you're a Costco member. You can now get the hot dogs and the pizza. And then, of course, they've got the $5, what is it? What is it? The $5 chickens, the rotisserie chickens for $5 over at Costco?
I see it all the time online, TikTok, Instagram, where they'll have like different electronics that are like randomly cheaper.
See, I'm not sold on, I don't feel like Costco really sells their electronics for any cheaper than you can buy it anywhere else.
Well, like, you know how I bought the little DJI Osmo Pocket that I've been vlogging on?
Yes.
Like, for me, it was like $700, $750 for the creator bundle, came with a bunch of different things. And I've been seeing it on Costco for $429 for the last month.
Well.
And so I'm like, I could have saved $300.
As I was. I learned something
new
today.
Sound bars will rank. Like, it'll be like trending item.
I was going to say, I do feel like they will have one kind of just off-the-wall item.
It's like $300 cheaper.
You ain't going to find a TV. Now, maybe if they do some Black Friday special from the 680 or...
Wait, I can't see that.
That's from the 860. I deliver gasoline for Costco. It's also top-tier gas like Quick Trip.
I'm a big fan of Quick Trip. Quick Trip and Racetrack.
Add Costco to the mix.
Can we agree that those are the best two gas stations? Just everything in Compass. Gas price, walking in the store.
I mean, there's Buc-ee's.
But see, that one to me is kind of different. Buc-ee's, like, how often are you going to Buc-ee's on your way to work or on your, like, Buc-ee's?
I mean, unless you're in Denton or Ennis.
Yeah.
Who's going to Buc-ee's? You know what I'm saying?
Like Buc-ee's is the mecca, but it's just not something that you're using in your day-to-day life.
No.
It was whenever I drove to UNT.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
When I lived in UNT, I went there a bunch. But just in my day-to-day life, I would say Racetrack and Quick Trip are the one and two. If I can find those on the route, I can go inside, have a good experience, have a lot of snacks. It feels like the gas is cheaper. I'm not a fan of Shell. Not a fan of Chevron. Not a fan of Exxon.
Like, don't sleep on the 7-Eleven, though.
7-Eleven used to be the one. Back when it was the Slurpee phenomenon, that used to be the place to like walk inside and have a good time. Whatever,
no love for the Big Gulp is what you're trying to tell me?
But doesn't somebody else have the Big Gulp? I want to say Racetrack does.
No, Racetrack. The Big Gulp is 7-Eleven, I thought.
I want to say it's Racetrack.
Unless the Big Gulp franchised, and now you can find Big Gulps at other gas stations. Maybe it's not 7-Eleven specific.
When I think of 7-Eleven, I think of Slurpee immediately. That's the first thing I think of.
Big Gulp is a 7-Eleven drink.
Okay, so what? So I was wrong. So what is Racetrack then? Coffee? Like, do they have a bunch of coffee?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Racetrack pissed me off because they had me sign up for their rewards program, and then I got no rewards.
Okay, I have now.
And
that's
so
a great point.
I said, you know what, Racetrack?
Settled that the only place that I have my phone number and rewards is 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I do when I get my gas and when I walk inside.
7-Eleven is a little bit of an irritant because they don't do pay, you can't do pay by phone.
Yeah, you can.
Not at the one where I live.
I think it has less to do about the gas station and more about the area because I've seen that some 7-Elevens have it, some Racetracks have it.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say about the Ville, bro?
You're saying we're
not technologically advanced in Louisville? That's what you're trying to tell me right now?
There's some in Dallas that are the same for me, where it doesn't, like, I'll go to one racetrack and it has it, and
I've been to more than one 7-Eleven, though, where it didn't have
I think 7-Eleven is a little bit more behind. Like, I don't think I've ever been to a Quick Trip that didn't have the
I was
going
to say, Quick Trip, I've never been to one that didn't have it.
That's clutch late at night, when it's like, I'm not trying to walk in, or it's closed.
No, I tell you what, and I...
There's nothing worse than going inside the gas station to pay.
Unless you're getting a drink Black and Mild wood tip. I'll tell you what else has got a solid go-to gas is Murphy's. Outside of the Walmarts? Murphy's Express? You got paid $2.56 a gallon today. What are you talking about?
But see, I'm encompassing everything. I understand gas price is the most important, but I'm taking in the full experience.
I'm not... I don't need to be wined and dined, okay? I'm there to get gas.
If I'm encompassing all... Racetrack and Quick Trip. Murphy's is cool.
Dude, pound for pound, $2.56 a gallon.
Is there factual information, not just people on stuff they like, that what is the cheapest gas that's also good? Is that like out there? Is that information out there? Or is it all just personal bias?
From the 469, Racetrack actually has a private label winery. So they
that's clutch because I know all the gentlemen listening, you've had it where, you know, you hanging out with a girl, whatever. Maybe you don't get alcohol at the
crib. Let me go fill up and get a bottle of wine at the same time.
I've been in that situation, and the gas station, you don't want to be buying like cheap.
See, from the 817, 7-Eleven doesn't take Apple Pay, exactly.
Okay.
I knew I wasn't tripping.
That's the worst. It's like after the show, it's late at night, and what will happen is they're not even open inside. So now you're just screwed. You can't even get gas unless because sometimes the card doesn't read.
Oh, that's terrible.
Y'all are uninformed about gas. That's why we're talking about it.
Okay, well then educate us then, 817. I mean, this is a sports talk show, not a gas hour. Okay, I mean, if you know so much about it, tell us. Look, all gas opinions are welcome here on Fan After Dark. I didn't know we were taking the gas turn, but you know, if you want to school us on what's so great about different gas around Dallas, let us know. This is your time to shine. My God, y'all are so uninformed about gas. I mean, what do you think I'm doing? What do you think? I got a cylinder that I'm filling my gas up with and shaking it around before I put it in my truck?
Someone say go to toptiergas.com.
You know what? Can we believe that? I'm not doing it on the company computer, okay? I am not doing it on the company computer.
How serious do you think people take gas?
Clearly a lot, because, I mean, we got people clowning us already. Man.
Walmart doesn't do Apple Pay as well.
Well, no, I know inside Walmart doesn't, but like I said, you can do, but outside at Murphy's Express,
you can do it. That makes no sense. So outside, they have the technology, obviously. But then why does Walmart inside not do Apple Pay? I've caught myself with $300 worth of groceries.
Yeah,
before,
no, if you don't got your card,
and
boy,
didn't have my card, yeah, you're done. And I've never been more embarrassed. I was in college, tried to do the Apple Pay, and they're like, oh, we don't take that. Yeah. And I had no way to pay. And I had to sit there, I had to put my groceries up, walk out of the store empty-handed, and there was a baddie watching me.
Fred, I paid $2.38 at Costco today. Good God. So there you go, $2.38 for gas.
If you have the Costco credit card, you get 5% cash back on gas at Costco.
I mean, listen to the Costco hype man over here, for crying out loud.
Costco PR team needs to hire this guy.
Let's see.
QT's the best. I agree. Someone just texted in again.
Murphy's. Okay. See, what are we talking about here? Why are we slandering Murphy's? Why are we slurring at Murphy's? What has Murphy's done to this person from the 512?
See, what I'm trying to figure out is, do people have these websites, apps, whatever on their phone that they're trying to figure out where the best gas is?
Oh, wow. I'm going to sign up for Walmart Plus after this.
Or does everyone just drive around and just go, I recognize that gas station. I need gas. I'm just going to go wherever. Or are people like cognizant enough to go,
I think people are cognizant. And plus, I think everybody has their go-to gas spots. Like, I know I certainly do where I live.
Yeah. You'll know what's kind of on your typical routes. I know I can hit that quick trip on the way.
I'm going to tell you what else, too. Garland is typically 10 to 20 cents cheaper than everywhere else.
Wow. Well, yeah, because you have to live in Garland. You're trying to make up for it. Hey, we know our city's not great, but the gas is 20 cents cheaper than Mansfield and Lewisville.
We're going to get you a little bit farther here in Garland than other places.
Because they got to give you gas to get to other places.
Let's see. Gas, one more thing you guys have no clue about. LOL, love you guys.
We'll just be educated on everything next time we turn on the mic.
877-881-1053. Go ahead and let your vote be heard for who's your favorite gas station here in the DFW.
You know
DFW.
Who had the gas? Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys had the gasoline on Monday. Overshown back, Revel back, Logan Wilson in the fold, Hooker, Donovan Wilson, and our boy, Jerry Jones' favorite. You saw that smile up in the press box when Quinnen Williams got that solo sack.
He was geeking. Because
that was a man sack. That was running over the guard, pushing him back into the quarterback.
That's what you were hoping you'd get with Osa.
And Osa balled out, too.
No, Osa balled out. Because, I mean, look, you have to double-team Quinnen Williams.
And I think the stats already came out. He was double-teamed on more than half of his snaps.
Yeah, no. I mean, Quinnen Williams, I mean, you saw last night.
That was worth the pick. I mean, obviously you want him to keep doing it, but I'm saying what we've seen with our own eyes, that was worth the pick.
Again, this is... Now, look, Kenny Clark had a good first game. Yeah. Now, again, I'm not going to, and I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, ladies and gentlemen, but, Quinnen Williams, I get it. I'm saying that as a joke, folks. But when we come back, because we're up against it a little bit.
Hang already, wow.
What's that? Yeah, I was going to say, well, we had a couple minutes late start. Shout out to Siobhan Ravel and all the folks over there at Cowboy Hour. Let's lay out this show real quick, and then we'll get this thing rocking and rolling. last night's game change how you feel about this Dallas Cowboy football team? We're going to talk about that. We got some Jerry stuff to get into as well. He joined Sean and RJ this morning, so we'll hear what he had to say. A little Mavs after dark. The college football rankings came out. We're going to do that at 10. We got Tolo's on the telephone. You guys know what time that goes down, 10:20. Looking forward to hearing from all of y'all. We might touch on some high school football today. If we don't, we'll definitely get to it tomorrow and Thursday. And then, of course, a little fair or foul. You guys know how we do. I'm Fred. That's Blake. We got our boy Dylon behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. But when we come back, big win last night for your Dallas Cowboys. However, I think it's New York Jets all over again. Tell me I'm wrong. We'll discuss it with Blake next. This is The Fan After Dark.
And back to The Fan After Dark. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that, Dylon. I tell you what, didn't realize you guys got so geeked up about gas. Quite the response. My goodness, from the 682. Don't sleep on full-size Tom Thumb gas stations. I work at the one a couple miles from the stadium. Robert Smith, ex-Vikings running back, who he's slated to come on our show at some point, visits often. Josh Hamilton used to come in 3 times a week for Chew, LOL. We have good gas prices, wine, and cheesecake. I mean, if that's... what a triumvirate right there. Good gas, wine, and cheesecake.
I love all of those. And someone texted in, 7-Eleven is great until you go to the bathrooms, worst bathrooms. And I could agree with that sentiment.
Oh, it's...
like racetrack, clean bathroom for the most part. Quick Trip, clean bathroom. Like, it just feels like a nicer convenience store inside. 7-Eleven still feels like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your not-so-great people outside the store, and the bathrooms aren't as clean. Racetrack and Quick Trip, yes, that can happen, but it's a little less likely, a little less frequent. I've come to see.
There's an odor by the one by my place that... it's just this little section as you walk past the 7-Eleven. I don't know what that smell is. I don't know if they're harvesting organs. I don't know what's going on over there, but the smell is atrocious. And take that for what it's worth. But I'll tell you what, the pizza's tip-top.
It's good.
Pizza's tip-top over there at 7-Eleven.
I think people were saying that Racetrack has the coffee bar.
I think somebody said Quick Trip does now, too.
Okay, I get them confused.
Well, they've got a commercial now, too, that if you listen to the Odyssey app, you've heard that Quick Trip coffee commercial, you know, 17 times an hour. I don't know. I mean, if I have to get gas, or excuse me, coffee at Quick Trip, I will, but...
What's your preferred? At a gas station only. Only at a gas station. What's your preferred, then? You said if you have to. Is that your preferred gas station?
I mean, I try not to.
I mean, I know we have a bunch of people that are on the road while they're listening to us right now or just on the road for their job. What is the spot that you go to get coffee?
From the 945, Arby's has the best bathrooms. No one goes there.
Yeah.
So sure. There you have it. Speaking of no one going there, where are we going with this Dallas Cowboy team after last night's victory? I'm not going to get too up in arms or too excited about the win last night. You did what you were supposed to do. And then let's just take, and again, I'm not trying to be Mr. Debbie Downer here, but I've been on these airwaves here in the DFW long enough. You know, do it to me once, shame on you. Do it to me twice, shame on me. Let's just take a step back. You've beaten the Jets.
Correct.
Who are horrible. You've beaten the Giants, who are horrible.
Correct.
You've beaten the Commanders, who without Jaden Daniels are horrible.
Correct.
And you beat the Raiders, who are just plain horrible.
Correct.
Okay, so you beat four of the worst teams in the NFL.
I saw a stat. I think their combined record of teams we beat is like 9-33.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something insane.
No, they've got the Cowboys have one of the worst, if not the worst, strength of or not strength of schedule, but strength of not strength
victory?
Of victory. It's, you know, like 250 or something like that of the teams they've played. So I'm not going to get caught up in the fact that you beat a Raiders team that, as my boy Bitter Mike, who is a diehard Raiders fan, and we all know him from his baseball conversations here on Fan After Dark. But I mean, he told me we talked for a little bit before the game yesterday, and he said, "Look, I if you guys don't put 30 points on this defense, then something's wrong."
You want to know something that me and you have in common?
Okay,
me and you, you're a Chiefs fan, right?
Yeah, I am.
Neither the Chiefs nor the Cowboys have beat a playoff team this year.
Mm.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Mm. Mm. Well, I mean, one of the teams has at least been to a Super Bowl since we've been alive.
I don't know where he came from.
So there's that. I mean, you know, one team, you know, one quarterback hasn't played anything less than an AFC Championship game, whereas, you know,
I had to get
you've never even seen a championship game in your existence. So, you know, there is that. Look,
no,
it's rough.
To be granted, it's a little bit of a cherry pick stat because y'all beat the Lions and the Ravens, who are obviously. Yeah. Probably going to make the playoffs and the good teams, but just thought it was funny. The snap counts, you know, we always enjoy looking at that and seeing where it's going. Very interesting development because you had six new guys brought in.
Yeah.
So to see where Coach Schottenheimer and Eberflus thought guys were going to be played out, I thought it was really interesting. Okay, let's start at the defensive end room, and then you can kind of give your who you think played well, deserve more or less snaps. Who do you think got the most snaps, 32 of them, at the defensive end position, 32?
Oh, I saw that. I looked at these.
Where's the bell? Give me the bell.
Nick Harris tweeted this out. Mm-hmm. It was Ezeraku, wasn't it?
Ezeraku! And if you did not know, Ezeraku is the number one graded rookie on the defensive side of the football this year. He has been phenomenal. I want to say he's second in pass rush win rate among rookies. He's number one in coverage grade. He's number two in he's number one in overall grade. He has been a revelation at the defensive end position.
I mean, he's been what you thought. I mean,
second-round guy that he's outperforming guys that were picked in the top five and in the first round, I think.
But some people thought he had a first-round grade, like a lower first-round grade.
He did. I'm saying the fact you got him in the second round,
yeah.
And like the Giants got Abdul Carter, who they've been pretty comparable, and I think a lot of people would say Ezeraku's maybe even been more disruptive. The Giants picked him three
overall.
He's made
every practice, unlike Abdul Carter.
Now, Abdul did say he was at training. Yeah,
He said he was getting
I feel like, why is that a debate? Either we didn't have cameras, was he in training or not?
Well,
or treatment.
I read the story on it this morning, so apparently what caused him to even, they weren't even going to say anything about it, because apparently when Kafka came in, he changed up a bunch of things as far as the times and what have you. Carter didn't get the memo, allegedly, and then on top of that, there was a rumor out that he fell asleep.
Yeah, I'm blaming my PR guy,
and
my
so
agent.
Abdul Carter came out and said, look, the only reason I'm even speaking on this is because I was getting treatment at the time, Coach knows that, and I was not sleeping.
So why didn't Coach come out and say, that was a false report, he was getting treatment? Why is the player having to come out? We'll talk about that later. Okay, 28 snaps times two. Who were those two players? Who were the other two?
Say that again now?
The other two ends, they got 28 snaps. 28 snaps, second and third on the team.
Clowney had a bunch, didn't he?
Jadeveon Clowney.
And then
and that's blank blank.
What's that?
That's who's second.
James Houston?
I couldn't say the first word.
Yeah.
James Houston. So those were your three. And then the guy who got 26 snaps, Sam Williams. Dante Fowler with only 11. Do you have any problems? A lot of people were saying they'd love to see Sam Williams and Fowler swap snap counts. Fowler with 11, Sam Williams with 26. Fun fact, Sam Williams was one of the three lowest graded players per PFF after the game. Problem with Sam Williams getting 26 and Fowler getting 11, or no problem with that, Freddie D? I know we're not going to the playoffs, and it's not looking like it, but we still want the best group out there every week to build on it and hopefully build something for next season. Go ahead.
I got no problem with, look, you guys know I'm a Dante Fowler guy. That's one of my go-to guys in the locker room afterwards, and he always talks, so I do appreciate that, and he's been very candid about, you know, the problems this team's had throughout the course of the season. Look, you brought him in here to be a pass rush specialist, all right? He has been, outside of the Jets game,
underwhelming.
Very underwhelming, all right? So I think it's one of those deals where maybe if this team can somehow, some way get on a run, I think you'll see Fowler in pivotal third down rush. And look, if that's what if he becomes, I mean, look, you were hoping Dante Fowler would give you what James Houston's given you.
Correct.
Right? Like, that's what we thought we were getting
Houston
with Dante
and Clowney
Fowler
out of nowhere that are now second and third on your team in snaps.
Right? And so with Clowney, look, I was not a big fan of this move when they first made it. I didn't understand it because, again, he's not a quote-unquote pass rush specialist, even though he's a pretty decent defensive end. But he's had the thing about Jadeveon Clowney, even though he's basically a mercenary at this point of his career, I mean, look, we know he's good against the run.
Correct.
And the thing about a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, and I think we figured this out just from talking to him, is he's a good locker room guy.
And now when you look at this front of Ezeraka on one side, Clowney on the other, Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark, Quinnen Williams and Osa, whoever, yeah. That's a pretty good run defense. That's a pretty good run defense, all things considered. You got the best run defender.
I mean, how about the fact that Solomon Thomas was a healthy scratch last night?
Was he
healthy?
No, he was banged up all throughout the week. Now, I didn't see the game.
On a bye week?
I saw him banged up because I remember talking about it right before we left.
Yeah.
That he was in and out of practice.
Okay. Unless they just said, all right, let's go ahead and just give him one more week off. It's the Raiders. We don't
I would
care.
Assume that.
Because,
that
would make sense to me if he's a little banged up and they said, all right, let's just err on the side of caution here. Because, again, Solomon Thomas has been one of your better free agent signings this season.
He was out with a calf injury. He missed practice leading up to the Week 11 game against the Raiders.
Boy, don't sleep on them calves.
And was ruled out for the calf injury. That's what I thought. He missed the entire week.
All right, I can live with. Okay, that makes sense.
And so, in result, Jay Toya got 13 snaps out there, and he graded as one of the five lowest defenders, but I think that's fine.
He had 13 snaps. Yeah. I'm not going to lose any sleep over that.
Quinnen with 33, Kenny Clark with 39, Osa with 40 snaps. And if you missed us in the opening segment, Quinnen Williams and Osa graded as the two highest defensive tackles in all of football in Week 11. They were phenomenal. They were game wreckers, especially Quinnen Williams, eating up double teams. Quinnen in the first half, would he have five pressures, a sack and a half, four hits? Like, he was all over the place in that first half, and then they continued in the second half. So I was very happy with the defensive tackle room immediately. Raiders O-line is bad. Can't choose who's in front of you. You just got to dominate, and they did that.
When you did what you were supposed to do.
Linebacker position, who do you think led them with 34 snaps?
Logan Wilson.
That is correct. Damarron Overshown right behind him at 31. Shamar James at 25. Kenneth Murray at 20. Shamar at 26. Kenneth Murray at 26. Maris Leofau with 15. He actually graded as the worst defender.
Yeah.
Actually, just player in general for the Dallas Cowboys with a 35 PFF grade. Are you disappointed in Leofau? And then what did you think of Overshown and Wilson?
Wilson, I mean, I wasn't necessarily blown away by, and then as far as Leofau, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really lock into him at all. I was watching, I spent more time looking at Overshown, to be honest with you. I'll tell you what, you can definitely tell that Malik Hooker's back. Malik Hooker,
I mean, look,
Donovan Wilson looks better when Hooker's back there.
I mean, I hate to make it as simple as this, but I think everybody looks better when you're getting pressure up the middle. When you got a guy like Quinnen Williams, he's just making the guy move around the pocket. He's not comfortable. They're throwing the ball short. So now Hooker and Wilson don't got to worry about a guy running 40 yards behind them.
Yeah, because they don't have all day back there to sit and throw and pick you apart. You're exactly right. I mean, one complements the other. But Malik Hooker had a couple different plays, you know, where he came in. There was a big play that he made in the first half where he came in and got a big stop, and Ezeraka cleaned it up on Ashton Jeanty. Is there anybody that we feel worse for as a rookie right now than maybe Ashton Jeanty?
It's tough out there. And I think it's starting to look like that was not a good pick. Because you pick up Ash and Jeanty, in my opinion, when your team's set. You got to go to line. We're ready to make a playoff push. And we happen to get a top pick this year. You picked them up on a team that was disorganized.
Terrible
obviously
O-line.
Has a bad quarterback now that we see that. Bad O-line. So Jinty's just getting hit behind the line. Had two rushes at halftime.
Oh, he had six carries for 7 yards for the whole game.
And I'm like, wow. And
no, he did have six catches, I think, for 28 yards, I think. But, I mean, either way, it doesn't matter. I mean,
you got to get creative. Chip Kelly is the highest paid OC in the entire league.
$6 million a year is what this dude's getting paid, and they have the 31st ranked offense in the National Football League. So something's got to give. You know, I was reading an article today about the Raiders, and you and I were talking a little bit about it before the show started tonight. They've not won a playoff game in 23 years. This is now the third year, I don't know about in a row necessarily, but this is the third year where they've made a big splash as far as signing somebody or trading for somebody is concerned. Yeah. You know, Christian Wilkins played five games for you, then you cut him. You gave him a bunch of money. You gave up a first and a second round pick for Davante Adams. That lasted 2 years. And then there was one other.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Person I think that they signed or traded for, have, and that
they,
turned
did,
out
did
to
they
be...
Did they ever have Jamal Adams on their team?
They had him on for a hot minute, too.
That's what I thought.
I mean, Jamal Adams is you know, for a guy that, it, you know, the first couple of years in the league was an absolute thumper.
And last one I want to get to before we get out here at the corner position, because to me, this is the most interesting. Kalen Carson was the only player to play every single snap.
Yeah.
6 here. We're going to run back at him in a second. Deron Bland played 57.
Best game of the year.
Reddie Stewart played 22. Siobhan Revelle, who we just heard from on the Cowboys Hour, played 19. Kyer Elam, zilch,
Goose
zero.
Played as many as you and I did.
Shout out to them because we said, Stephen Joe said, competition is going to be happening this week leading up into the game, whoever performs. And I said, we will see on Monday if Kenneth Murray and Kyer Elam are getting snaps. Now, Kenneth Murray makes sense, transferring the green dot, new guys in there, so he's still going
to
be out there.
Tip to pass led to an interception.
He probably had one of his best games, other one his position being taken. We're all excited about Logan and Overshown, but Kenneth Murray's probably like, I want to keep my job. Kyer Elam with zero. Kalen Carson with 60. I texted you during the game. He was the one guy getting picked on, it felt like. Anytime that they did have a positive passing play, 9 times out of 10, it was on Kalen Carson, so not his best performance. And then what'd you think from Revelle? His first game out there, 19 snaps. We heard on the Cowboys Hour, he said he could have played more if given the opportunity.
I was just, I'll tell you what, that's a lengthy-ass dude. Pause.
I
was sitting there thinking about how, different ways I could say it without you being
lanky.
A creep about
I think
it.
Lanky would have been better.
I said lengthy is the word I went with. Look, he's the biggest defensive back you got out there. I mean, he reminds me of Richard Sherman out there, just on the way just based on his build. You don't have anybody
6'2", 6'3".
You don't have anybody out there, Cowboys-wise, that I mean, he looks like a factor. Now, again, it's 19 snaps. There's still a lot of football left. The Raiders are terrible, so let's not get too carried away just yet. But, you know, let's see what he looks like as those snaps start to increase. But, again, it's one of those deals where as excited as I want to get and as optimistic as I want to be after yesterday's game, I have to go back to the fact that the Raiders are just an absolute dumpster fire of an organization and aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
I think we can all agree the defensive tackle room is the best it's looked in probably a decade, even though it was just one game. And the defense overall looked reinvigorated. We'll have to see if it's the same against a good Eagles team coming up.
And then you got Overshown real quick. Your thoughts on Agent Zero out there?
Agent Zero looked like he was getting used to being back out there, knocking the rust off.
That was it for me.
Still running side to side, but definitely a little slow behind the pace. But I got no worries about Overshown. I'm excited to see him take over that linebacking room.
It felt like it was more about, look, I'm not here to make plays. I mean, he'll be around the ball. I mean, which he was, but the reckless abandon that we've come to know and love in the 9 games that he's played up until yesterday, you didn't see, but again, I was with you. I thought it was more of he was out there as much mentally to get his body right as he was physically. That's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. All right, coming up next, let's hear what Jerry had to say. We have our thoughts on what went down last night, but what did Jerry think about the big win last night and some of the newest acquisitions? We'll get to that and more. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Back to The Fan After Dark. This next segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Well, I'm watching my Jayhawks on this little corner of the TV over here, so we'll try to keep you guys posted while we're rocking and rolling here.
A lot of Jayhawk fans.
That's okay. Anyway, we continue. No Darren Peterson tonight, but anyway, we
got Chris.
Allegedly a hamstring. I don't know.
I mean, you're seeing, we'll get to when we get to a little NBA talk. There's a lot of hamstring and calf and muscle injuries happening in the NBA, and superstars out for weeks. So
yeah,
Darren Peterson's got a lot ahead of him.
No, I'm not happy about it. But anyway, we digress. Cowboys big win yesterday. What if I told you this team was undefeated when this happens? Give me one player prop if you had to guess. This team's 3-0 when a player, offensive player, does this.
Offensive. See, I'm not that worried about the offense. So I would say that, okay, I would say that Terrence Steele doesn't allow.
Now you're doing too much already.
I was thinking about Pickens goes for 100 yards.
But okay, see, that's close. They.
Oh, you're saying what's already happened.
Oh, it's already happened.
I thought
you were
saying
this,
like,
team's
what
3-0.
Do they have to do
this team's
to 3-0.
This team's 3-0 when this happens.
Okay. Now I get it.
Through 11 weeks of the NFL season.
When Jake Ferguson has over 5 catches.
Negative. When they have a 100-yard receiver, the Dallas Cowboys are 3-0 on the season.
Okay. Well, can I flip it now?
Just
the question I was...
Just a quick, real quick, just a few other goofy facts.
Please.
Your Dallas Cowboys are 2-4 on the road.
Yep.
They are 2-1 against the AFC.
Okay, that's not bad.
They're 1-2-1 in primetime games.
There we go.
They're 3-2-1 when winning the time of possession. What would you guess their record is when leading at halftime?
Well, they're 4-5-1, so there's 9 games, right?
Right? Well, 10.
10. I would say that they are, when leading at halftime.
When leading at halftime. Don't overthink it.
6-4.
6-4. So you think they've led it every not including week one, because I'm pretty sure they were losing at halftime in that one.
I think I know this because I actually read the game notes.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Is it 2-4?
Ring the bell. Your Dallas Cowboys have
not
led.
Not 6 wins.
No, not 6 wins. They've played 6 games where they've led at halftime. But that's an interesting stat right there. But that says all you need to know about how this defense has been and how the offense has kind of sputtered in the second half. Where they've, of the 10 games that they've played so far this year, they've led at halftime in 6 of them. And have gone on, and that is an interesting stat. They've gone on to lose 4 of them. So shout out to the game notes, and shout out to our boy Dylon for reading them.
I mean, it's not cheating. Tim sends them to everyone.
He does.
Can you answer the question I thought I was answering? the Cowboys win the next three games if this happens.
The other teams don't show up.
Okay, so both of you gave me a sarcastic answer. I say if Terrence Steele doesn't give up a pressure. Very improbable.
They said he played well last night.
He did. I mean, he only gave up two pressures.
He looked, I mean, but sometimes, you know, getting your number called. I mean,
Shotty made
no bones about the fact that it was open competition at right tackle last week.
And it should be.
Got Terrence's attention, and sometimes that's what you need to happen.
Same thing happened to Kenneth Murray.
Same thing happened. Well, and I think, I mean, look, I.
So what's yours?
That was only a matter of time.
Give one on offense and defense. I gave my offensive one. Because I think Pickens can go off for 100 every game, and it's not going to change if they win or lose. It's great. Obviously, helps them win. But I don't think that's a deciding factor of Pickens.
I think defensively, you need to win the turnover.
No, pick one person. Pick one person. Make it super specific. This player does this. They're 3-0. Because I think we can all agree they play better defensively.
Bro, that's ridiculous. I know. You can't say one guy.
I know, Fred. We're a ridiculous show.
I mean,
I'll go while you're thinking.
Yeah, please. Give me an example.
I'll go Malik Hooker has a pick in every game.
See, that's where, I mean, that's kind of what I was leaning towards.
Like, they have to get a turnover.
But he's not, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they're not going to win straight up.
Not scoring, is going to get a pick in the next three games. I mean, look, if he does,
yeah.
God bless.
I don't think they can win any of the three next games. Obviously, they're not going to be favored in any of them.
So
they
definitely can't win.
They definitely can't win to straight up.
No, you and I are on the same page. Look, I think it's time to have a conversation about Kevontae Turpin.
It is. Oh, when I was watching the game, I thought the same thing. I said, Fred might have had a point. I gave it to you. Watching the game, because he's just not a factor.
No.
Return game.
No, he's
receiving game, running game. I'm like, it just feels like wasted reps. And you can't have that in the NFL. I don't care if you're playing the Raiders, the Jets, the Chiefs, the Eagles. You can't have wasted reps. This isn't practice. This isn't let's see the flow. He's a Jaden Blue, he's a rookie. This is a guy that's been in the league 5-6 years. And you gave him wasted reps.
$4 or $5 million before the season started.
Second round tender, man.
So, you know, I mean, you gave this guy loot before the season started. Look, if you just decide, all right, we're going to make him a gadget guy, which I don't think any of us would have an issue with at this stage of the game.
He's got to be better plays, though. Everything's behind the line of scrimmage with him. Like, he gets tackled behind or at the line of scrimmage more than anybody on the Cowboys.
I just wonder if they've decided we need him more in the return game, although I would argue he probably had his best returns of the season last night. I mean, granted, it took week till week 11 to do it, but I would almost go ahead and start saying, look, man, you're going to be our wide receiver 4 or 5. And are we ever going to see Jonathan Mingo? I mean, are we ever
traded a pick for him? And he is literally a healthy scratch every week.
And it wasn't, I mean, I would understand if Jonathan Mingo looked like, you know, Jalen Tolbert during the preseason, mm-hmm. all right? First of all, you had Joe Milton throwing to him, all right, who, you know, God bless Joe Milton.
We're not even seeing sideline shots of him anymore.
I mean, we don't even, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you had you had your project at backup throwing to him. He still made play. He was one of the few.
Play after play.
He was one of the few bright spots that you had in the preseason offensively.
And training camp, Oxnard.
And in training camp. He's been back for 3 weeks, and you still haven't found a way to find him in the offense
And it doesn't
yet.
Even feel like, from just reading all the reports, the Nick Harris's and Machotas of the world, it doesn't even seem like it's much of a conversation. Last-second decision. They had to move this guy. That's just like, healthy scratch. Mingo. Look,
my man came off the IR, and we haven't heard from him since.
Nope.
Okay. And again, I would understand if he was a malcontent. I could understand if he was Jalen Tolbert. You traded a 4th-round pick for this guy with the idea that he was going to be your 2nd or 3rd wide receiver, and we can't even see him get on the football field.
So
I don't know.
Tolbert's been a non-factor. Turpin's been a non-factor. It's a three-headed monster.
I mean, four if you could throw. I mean, but look.
I was throwing Flournoy in there.
I am too. No, I'm just saying as far as your targets basically are Pickens, CD, Ferguson, and Flournoy.
Yeah.
And then now Hunter Lipke's basically your backup tight end.
Hunter Lipke.
But
a little bit of span four?
Well, they said they love him as a practice player. Shotty not mentioned that today in his
really good blocker
weekly press conference. I'm glad to see they're finally using Hunter Lipke. I mean, you kind of saw him get used last night, finally for the first time, like we saw him get used last year. I guess I think it's almost like this team after over the bye week said, all right, look, this we're
experiments.
We're done, yeah. Right? Like this is the group we're going to. Yeah. We've tried with different guys. Like we've got to win football games moving forward.
Feelings and out the window.
Look, y'all, it is what it is at this point. We're running this thing through, and again, we can get into the whole 1A, 1B, because I think it's too easy after a game like last night to say, and I know it was popular on Cowboys Twitter, to say, well, we need to run the offense through George Pickens.
I know. It's like, no, how many times did we have CD with all these receivers and go, we need a wide receiver too. We need a wide receiver too. Yeah. Now we finally get it, and they're like, I don't know if we need CD Lamb. Let's break them apart. What do you think is going to happen, guys, if you move on from CD Lamb, trade, whatever. Like, if CD Lamb's not in the fold, however it happens, and it's just Pickens, what do you think is going to happen? He's going to get triple covered every game, and now you got Tolbert.
We saw it for a four-game stretch, though.
That's not enough for me. Much George Pickens and CD together work. They're best friends.
I don't disagree. I would say this, though. George Pickens.
I think that if they have the same amount of targets every game, I'm fine. They both have 10 targets a game. Cool.
But there's something about George. Like we're starting to see, and again.
Second in the league in receiving right now, 908.
Raiders notwithstanding. Like George Pickens is just a different level of what you know.
He's been consistent too. He hasn't really had a bad game.
No, he hasn't. I mean, outside of the first game and a couple games ago where he wasn't all that great, but he reminds me of what's our boy's name from back in the day? Josh
Cribbs.
No, played for the Browns though. Played for the Browns. Had the weed problem.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. Josh.
I don't know why I can't think of his
Brown
name.
Brown Grant. What the hell was his name? Can I get some help here?
I know who you're
Somebody, you know who I'm talking about.
I know, yeah. He couldn't get it reinstated from the league, and he kept getting in trouble for having marijuana problems.
Josh.
I can't think of his name either right now.
Weed, wide receiver.
Josh Weed, wide receiver Browns.
Gordon.
Josh Gordon! Yeah. Josh Gordon!
George Pickens is electric with the football in the open field, too. We saw it a couple times against the Raiders. The touchdown and the one where he catches it and just
broke through like three different tackles as he was going through
this. This guy is like, he's hungry. Like, you can see. He's like, I want to score. I want to make a highlight play on every single one. CD to me, and this is literally, I'm not sliding. I'm just explaining the differences. CD to me got a little more swagger. Wants to be cool out there, duck under guys, do a celebration. George is like, I want to run through you and embarrass you on every single catch.
George is a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
All right. Whereas CD's got a little more finesse, a little more, you know, fluidity to his game. Yeah. Whereas George is just going to jump over you, throw the ball at your face, and remind you that you're just a little human being. All right. First hour of the program in the books. Let's transition into a little Mavericks basketball.
They suck.
Where are you taking us, Blake Elliott?
Tease. The Cowboys are great right now. The Mavericks suck. They got blown out by the Timberwolves. Do we want them to win? Or do we want them to tank? The state of the Dallas Mavericks coming up next on the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.